Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and as the old saying goes, hindsight is always 20/20. And earlier this week, I asked the question, what do you wish you knew the first time you played paintball? With the promise to read your answers on the air. And you folks came up with some great ones, ranging from how expensive it was going to be, how it would control every aspect of your life. Also, this episode, I announced some cool changes that'll be coming to the podcast in the next 2 weeks. So, without further stalling, let's get into this week's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 289. 289 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My God, 289 episodes. It means I have 11 more episodes to figure out just what the hell I'm going to do for episode 300. I still haven't quite figured it out yet. So for those who don't know, and you should know because you're watching the show, my name is Brad O'Dell, and I'm very excited to have you here with me. Andrew Holm, what's happening? I wish I knew who helped that Jeffrey Epstein fella not commit suicide. I'm a little surprised that it took that long for that comment to pop up. Good on you for getting it in there. yeah. So before we get going. For anybody watching, please, if you could share this out, I truly appreciate it. I really do. It helps a lot. So if you can share that out for me, I would appreciate it. I would share it out. I probably should share it out myself, but I don't want to be that guy spamming stuff all over Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that guy. Nobody wants to be that guy. So if you share it out for me, appreciate it. I really would. Today's episode, it's probably going to be a short and sweet one because it's like 40 degrees out right now. My air conditioner is attempting to keep the house cooled, or at least cool. And it's doing an okay job, but it's kind of failing a little bit. So we'll see how long I last, maybe half hour, 40 minutes. But I can see myself sweating profusely into my microphone, by probably the half hour mark. So earlier in the week, I asked the question of what do you wish you knew when you first started playing paintball, or your first game of paintball? Like, what do you wish you knew? And there was some pretty awesome answers, some very creative ones, some very like damn, hit hard kind of answers, like some proper legit answers that were great. So we'll get to those. But before we get there, a couple of things. Couple of announcements, I guess, of things that are coming up. So please feel free to let me know if you agree or disagree with what I'm planning on doing. So one is the show is probably going to move days of the week. So it's looking like I'm probably going to move the show away from Tuesday and plop it right down on Friday. Probably the same time, 7:30 Eastern. Whatever the hell that means, Pacific. That's how the TV shows always did it. So I'm thinking of moving the show to Friday. I'd love to know what you guys think. Love it, hate it, Any pointers, any ideas? I'm trying to remember if there's another show that happens on Fridays, but I'm drawing a blank, which doesn't say much. I mean, my memory is pretty garbage. So hopefully I'm not stepping on any toes. We'll figure that out when we get there. So Friday. As well as, I'm not going to give any details yet, but it looks like I will be bringing back on a co-host to join me every week and to help with this show, which I'm very excited for, because as much as I enjoy talking to a comment section, to a chat, I do enjoy having a conversation back and forth with an individual. So when I don't have a guest lined up, or if I don't, feel like having a guest on, or maybe it's just a topic that's really just like an opinion piece, I'll have somebody to converse back and forth with. This individual, while in their words, was they're not into the scene as much as I am, which I don't think I'm that into the scene, but I get what they're getting at. I see what they're saying. They're the kind of person that just runs around with a Tippex, but they're pretty good people. They're good people. Mike, I hear what you're saying, that people would be going out Friday nights, and we'll see how that goes. Mike's concern Friday is that post-COVID people might be going out that night. True. But at the same time, I feel like people aren't, I don't know, maybe people will be going out, maybe they won't, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We're playing around with it. The other option is Monday. Monday evening is the other option. Unfortunately, Mondays are behind the bunker, and I am not competing with them because they are absolute monsters of a podcast. They've been doing this far longer than I have. So yeah, we're gonna try Friday and see what it's like. I'm hoping the people that like to sit in and watch live shows are not going to be the same people that go out and party. You know, so we'll see. We're gonna see. So Friday is what we're playing with. Co-host coming on. Very excited about the co-host. I'm super pumped for it. Yeah, a couple of that's happening. The co-host is happening whether you guys agree with it or not, but Friday is and Friday is probably going to happen as well. So we'll see how that goes. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited because it's changes that need to happen. Yeah, let's see how long I last on this episode. Cause I'm not feeling too well, and the heat is already starting to get to me, and it's been like 10 minutes. So that's a little terrifying. A little bit terrifying. This heat is brutal. This heat is killing me. So let's get on with what you guys thought. So things, what do you think? What did you wish you knew when you first started playing paintball? Mike, there, I wish you knew that COVID would mess with logistics chains this much. I would have bought a bunch of spare parts before everything sold out. I mean, yeah, you should have invested. Come on, man. How long have you been playing? I've been playing that long and you haven't invested in all the spare parts of everything. Terrible. Some really great ones. There was a lot that talked about money, including mine. I mean, I just wish I had brought more paint or brought more money so that I could play more paintball, you know, buy more paintballs. There was a couple one. Jonathan Wheeler had one, started out playing pump first so I could, wish I had started out playing pump first so that I could afford to play more often. You know what? I play with my invert mini, and I get just, you know, I get about a full bag. I don't shoot a case. I think it's all about just how you play. Pumps are great, though. If you can get around with playing a pump, then do it. Absolutely do it. And was this Glenn Taylor? The most important thing in paintball is the paint you use. If your paint isn't flying straight, you might as well just shoot into the sky and hope the rounds fall on somebody. It's insanely frustrating. So my answer is don't buy cheap paint. Also, I wouldn't have gotten into paintball. I'd like to own 2 to 3 houses by now. Instead, I have memories and enough gear to start my own field. I'll take the memories over 2 to 3 houses. I don't like cleaning the one house I have. You think I'm going to clean 2 or 3 houses? Come on now. As for buying, don't buy cheap paint. Unfortunately, where I'm at, you buy the paint that they give you. that's what you get. Kurt says he'll watch Friday nights. See, there you go, Mike. Kurt's supportive. Why can't you be? I'm kidding. Like I said, I feel like Friday nights are going to be okay. They're going to work. We'll play around with the times a little bit. Fridays are easy. I think Fridays are going to be easy. I feel like, I don't know. I'm just, my gut tells me Friday is going to be an okay night to do this. I'm very excited for my co-host to come on as well. Once my co-host comes on, Friday nights are going to be awesome. And that'll be happening very soon. Drew, I loved rocking the pump autococker a couple of years ago. Made the game much more challenging. Paint lasted so much longer. Simple way to turn a $200 day into a $60 day. See, I don't do $200 days. Where do you people get this kind of money? Drew, I'm not going to tell you who the co-host is yet until I get everything settled. I want to introduce him. Well, at least I've told you it's a man. I want to introduce him, you know, soon. As soon as I can. And we're going to have it's going to be a whole episode focused on him. We're going to talk to him about everything. And I think you guys are going to like him. I reached out earlier today, just chatting with him. And I was like, yo, you know, what are you doing these days? Like I need a co-host. And the response was, fuck yeah, let's do this. He like super pumped, super excited. So that's what I need. I need that kind of energy. I need somebody I could talk to and bounce things back and forth with. Played with him a couple of times on the paintball field, and I love the play style. So I'm gonna make it. Work. Sorry, I'm getting a random message that I don't think applies to me. So, that threw me for a loop. So yeah, co-host is going to be great. Oh, something else I wanted to pitch to you guys too, and let me know what you think. I might do it anyways, but I like to ask you guys' opinions. Drew, neither can I. Here's the best part. I'm going to talk about the co-host, and then I'm going to talk about this little tiny itty-bitty thing I want to add to the show that I think is going to really benefit the show, and everyone's going to love it. Is I double-checked with him. He's got fiber-op internet, so it's as fast as mine. He's got a computer equal to mine, and I'm going to hook him up with some audio equipment, so he's going to sound as good as I do. Hopefully, I sound good to you guys on your end. So I'm pumped for, I'm going to have a co-host that is going to have reliable internet, reliable connection. And, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Nightmare PB, can I have your autograph? You already have my autograph. Is his chair might be as nice? I don't know. Mine was secondhand. Mine, I didn't buy this new. So, and I mean, it's a nice chair. I mean, I like it. I think it's a nice chair, but I don't know if his is as nice as mine, or maybe it's nicer. Maybe it's nicer than mine. Nightmare, you already have my autograph, dude. Do you have my autograph? Have I signed anything of yours? You haven't signed anything of mine. We should postcards. I'm gonna send you a signed postcard. It's just a picture of me. Maybe I'll do some boudoir with paintball gear. It'll be great. I don't think we've signed anything of each other's. Usually we're signing other stuff. We didn't have time for each other. I'm trying to think, but I really don't think we signed anything of each other's. We were usually too busy shooting video and taking photos. Zach Joseph's in the chat. Beardoir. Yes. Nightmare, you're getting a postcard of me in Beardoir. Just you wait. Just you wait, buddy. It's coming. Mike's chatting in the comments here. He says, Field has paint options. Cheap paint for rentals and people who want quantity over quality, but they also have higher grade stuff, paint that the MagFed guys like, which is great. That's hard to do because the MagFed guys are picky. Because it doesn't matter how piss poor MagFed players are at the sport, they will just blame the paint. There, I said it. Fight me. Okay, so co-host is coming on, very excited. Small, tiny project, little idea that I'm going to do. What do you guys think of a little 3 to 5 minute interview? Sort of, it's pre-done, it's pre-recorded and edited, dropped into the middle of the live show, right? We'll be chit-chatting, and then we'll go to the interview, and there'll be a little 3 to 5 minute interview that, you know, maybe it's for somebody that, as much as I would love to bring them on the show, maybe logistics don't work out. Maybe it's somebody from overseas, you know, in the middle of, like, I don't know, somewhere in Europe or the Middle East where the time zones don't work out. And then get that edited down to about 3 to 5 minutes, post it, you know, play it in the middle of the show. You guys get to see the interview. But then on the Patreon page, because I got to do something for the Patreon supporters. I've dropped that ball so hard, it's through the floor. The Patreon supporters are going to get full interviews. So 15-minute, 20-minute interviews, stuff that, you know, like, again, it's not a full show. Maybe it wouldn't work, but I can record at another time. And so the Patreon supporters get access to all that stuff. That's kind of where I'm going with it. That's what I'm working on. And that's where having a co-host is really going to help, because either myself or the co-host can handle the interview. And, you know, in between our day jobs. The Patreon supporters deserve a lot more than that. Unfortunately, I'm struggling to get the content and or stuff ready for them. The 3 to 5 minute, it'll just be it'll be a taste of the interview that you'll be able to see live. And it also has to be kept short, because if you play too much pre-recorded on Facebook Live, the algorithm somehow detects it. I don't know how it does it. Or if somebody reports it, Facebook has an absolute conniption fit, and it just loses its mind over the fact that you're playing a pre-recorded feed on a live stream, and I think the system's designed to try and like squash people like streaming movies or you know fights like boxing or UFC, that kind of thing. So I think that's where that comes from. Drew, I best PB podcast on the air. I appreciate that. I don't think I'm quite there yet, but I'm really, really working towards getting there. So yeah, because it's time for a big, big change for this podcast. It's time for a big 180, and it's finally happening. So I'm making it happen. So if there's anything else you guys would suggest, anything you think would be great to include into the live feed or something for the Patreon supporters, swag is one thing that I can kind of do, but not, basically it costs too damn much money. And I don't have a lot of money right now to do that. And believe me, every penny that the Patreon supporters send goes to running the show. Like it goes to there's the software I need, the hosting and everything. It goes there. Hosting the podcast, hosting the calls, all that jazz costs money. It costs money monthly, and that's where that money really goes. I can show you guys. So yeah, enough of that. So if you guys have any ideas or anything like that, anything you want to see done every week or on a regular basis, let me know, drop it in the comments. I'll gladly try and make it work and figure something out. And we'll go from there. Yeah. Sound good. All right. Now further, let's get back to it. What was something that you wish you knew on your first day of paintball that you know now, you know, love to know that. I originally said like, I wish I had brought more money. I didn't realize how, the sport's expensive, but I didn't realize how quickly I could burn through that much money. And I didn't know how much money to bring. So I really didn't bring enough. So some great answers, some hilarious answers. Charles DeBook. Charles, it's not like in the movies. He was about 7 or 8. My friend's older brother had a VHS. That's the friend's older brother's VHS. Yes, I'm surprised that was paintball. But it was about paintball, and the guys in the movie made it look easy. I'm sure they did. AJ Corbett, the amount of gear I'll end up with, I could have paid off a mortgage. It's the second time somebody's mentioned a house. Colin Gregg, first time I played was 1984. Wish they had full face masks, not just safety goggles stolen from a chemistry lab. Yeah, I could not play like that. I would never have played paintball if it was just goggles like that. I value my teeth way too much. Kat Hazelwood, how it would take over my entire life and my paycheck. It's true. It really does. It consumes every bit of your being. Samuel J, not to waste my money on the flatline barrel for the Tippmann A5. It wasn't until I put a scope on it to see why I'm missing. Realized the flatline may shoot fire, but you can't hit the broadside of a barn. Oh, it's true. The flatline barrel, great for like reach, but you'd miss your target. Mike, have you ever done a tips and tricks of some of your gear, even if you're not doing a full technical breakdown, just little things like, oh yeah, if you have this marker, you might try this because it helped me, or even something with particular chest pack or pod pack that you have. I haven't, but maybe we should do a tip of the day. Yeah? Tip, maybe that's something we should work on. Mike, I think I'm gonna expand on your idea. We're gonna call it a tip, or maybe we'll do a tip of the week. Right? Excuse my very loud typing. My keyboard is extremely loud. But I love that clickety sound of it. So tip of the week. Just the tip of the day. Yeah. Nathan alumni. Illumi. I think that's how you. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do a tip of the, just the tip. Just the tip. We're calling it just the tip. This week, just the tip. Just the tip. Tip of the day, always looking to learn more about the sport. And you know what? It's not even going to be always about my gear because I will run out fairly quickly. My gear is, you know, we're going to call it just the tip. And we'll come up with a little graphic for it, and it'll, you know, just like the, I don't know, something to whoosh by. Oh, just punched my microphone. Something to whoosh by, and we'll do something like that. And Yeah, there we go. Phrasing? Absolutely not. We're going to call it just the tip on purpose because that's hilarious. And I am 31 going on 8. Perfect, perfect. Autocockers. Yeah, every week will just be a tip about autocockers because it's just, yeah. Ow. I don't know what's causing that pain, but that's weird. Man, autocockers really are the sexiest markers on the sport. They are. They're like hot rods. There's no two alike, and God, I want one. God, I want one. One of these days, I will own some kind of autococker. I had Caesar on was it last week? Maybe I'll buy one of his supercockers when I somehow get $2,600 put aside somewhere. I don't know how I'll afford it. Maybe I'll finance it. I'll pay the mob. Or I'll take a loan out from the mob or something. God, I want one. I want one so bad. So, yeah. Sorry. Lost track of thought there. Drew, is it one of your things there? Drew in the comments here. Saying he wish I knew which markers to buy for my first ones. I bought a D3S and a Defy Sports. That didn't work. Sucks. That sucks, man. Also, knowing about the forums all over Facebook would have made much more aware of value of gear. You know where I learned most of my stuff? Was Spec Ops. Spec Ops Paintball. That website was the shit. It was great. It was awesome. Loved it. And it taught me everything I needed to know until I learned it all, and then the website got shut down, which really sucked. So, what can you do? You know, what can you do? We move on. It's what we do. Oh, my God. The comments are still rolling in on that question I asked weeks ago. This one just in 1 minute ago. Douglas, spend money on the perfect mask first. The perfect marker never actually comes. That is brutally honest and brutally true. But like I did that. I was one of those people, unfortunately. I spent money on a marker before I bought a new mask. And my mask was cheap. My mask came from Walmart, which was absolute garbage. It had anti-fog sprayed onto the lens, right? So it started peeling and crisp. It was crunchy and crispy, and it wasn't great, and I couldn't see shit, you know? But I had my 98 custom, which I decked out with all the useless shit. Wait, that's one thing I wish I knew. I wish I knew how little of that stuff I needed. There was a great comment by, where is he? Spencer. For, you know, the guy that, you know, what was Spencer's YouTube channel? Dreadcam. He said, it was never about the gear, just conquering fear. What a great, great quote. That shit needs to go on a t-shirt. Right alongside the one with Bud Orr saying, Meg fed guns, they're bitching. I need somebody's help with that. That's something that needs to happen. So I need somebody to design a t-shirt for me. But yeah, it truly is. It's not about the gear. It's about conquering fear. So if you could conquer the fear, you'd be unstoppable, you know? And that was one thing. It took me a long time to figure that out, that it didn't matter what kind of gear I had. It didn't matter if I brought all the gear in the world. It was all about how I played on the field. And I got better after I learned that, you know? Said the guy running all the latest die gear. It's true. Spencer was running all of the latest die gear, but in his defense, you know, he was running all the latest die gear. So he was still a good player. You got to give him that. He was still pretty, pretty quick on the draw, and he was fast too. You couldn't catch him half the time. However, I do remember he kept trying to sneak up on us, and that golden tip on his marker, he had a golden tipped barrel, would just gleam in the sunlight, and you'd see him come from a mile away. And he kept trying so hard to get behind us. And it was just like, there's Sam. Here he is. He's in the woods. There he is. I think that was at Georgina, actually, when I played against him. I miss Ontario. I want to go back. It was such a good time. Such a good place. Yeah. Where's it going with that? I don't remember. See, this is the heat doing this to me. I haven't been like this in ages, and the heat is just kicking the piss out of me. I might have to try and rig up the air conditioner or something, and hopefully you guys won't be able to hear it behind me. And then maybe it'll be remotely tolerable in this tiny, heated, somehow, I think it's actually my monitors are actually throwing all the heat, which is disgusting how much heat's coming off those. So, okay. Yeah, we're at the halfway mark, about 30 minutes in. Like I said, I think I was going to keep this one short and sweet. So, what else you guys got? Drop them in the comments. Let me know what you wish you knew now, or what do you wish you, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started playing? Sweet Jesus, I will get through this somehow. My machine's not throwing a ton of heat. So, nope, it's all me, baby. Mike, need to get myself a portable AC. Yeah, I've got one that just goes right in the wind, not in the window, but like it's got a tube that goes to the window and then it runs. And it's not, I don't know. I don't know if it's too loud for this or not. We'll try it. And hopefully me being directly in front of the microphone, like between it and the AC, will block most of it. Girls don't give a fuck about paintball. I don't know, man. My wife is like super pumped to come home from basic training so that we can go play some paintball. Like she misses playing paintball. And I missed the trips. That's like me and her used to go on these long ass road trips to go paintballing. Like we go back to Fredericton from Atholville, or we drive to Halifax, make a weekend out of it. That was great because she'd have a blast paintballing, and then we'd also make it like a date weekend. It was great. It was the way to do it. It was definitely the way to do it. So it was just spectacular. Yeah. Excuse me. Oh. So while you guys are typing up your comments before we go, big shout out to those who make this show possible. So, I've got to shout out everybody. Oh, Tinder girls don't give a fuck about paintball. Yeah, no, dude, Tinder girls don't care, man. Tinder girls, you're on Tinder, bro. If you're on Tinder, come on now. I mean, it is COVID. It's not like you can go out and like date going out to a bar. So, but you're on Tinder. Maybe lower your expectations a little bit. So yeah, big shout out to the sponsors of the show. I'm not going to run you through like the big long spiel with the video and all that jazz. I'm still working on something that's a little classier, maybe a little bit shorter. Try to keep it to like maybe the 35, 40 second mark. But anyways, so a big shout out to Impossible Creations. Fantastic organization, collaboration. So impossiblecreations.ca, go check them out. It's all sorts of kick-ass 3D printed stuff, but it's SLS printed, so it's not your typical like waffle printing. It is straight up, it is one step level below like injection molding. So go check them out. Impossible Creations, Artful Dodger beard oil and tattoo. Oh, he makes amazing beard oil and beard balm products, also tattoo balm. And he's just started tattooing, so I'm super pumped. I'm going to be getting a leg piece done by him here soon, hopefully a couple of weeks, maybe. Super pumped about that. So artfuldodgerbeardoil.com, go check him out. He's a maritimer like myself. defconpaintballgear.com, go check him out. They got awesome paintball gear. They got everything and anything you need, including a DEFCON supply drop where they ship you all pretty cool gear once a month. It's some pretty fun stuff. I don't have anything with arm's reach right now, but it's usually pretty function and a little bit of form too. So it's fun stuff. Go check that out and score 10% off with the code Maritimes, MARITIMES. PB swag bag. Name says it all. You get a paintball swag bag once a month sent to you. It's that bright blue bag. Very cool stuff. Everything from barrel swabs to mask bags to t-shirts. Great stuff. And you score 10% off your first one using the code MPP10. So go take a look at that. And if you don't like it, you cancel. No big deal. No, there's no commitment. And then Tier 1 Armament, last but certainly not least, these guys are your MCS specialists, your MagFed guys. They got airsoft, they got soft goods. Occasionally they have coffee. Great guys. I don't have a code for you. Just go check them out. Tier1ArmamentStore.com. They got all sorts of great goodies for you to go look at. And then, of course, last but definitely not least, the Patreon supporters. you know, which I will put their names up because these guys are fantastic. Matt S, Matt O, Tim B, Scotian PB, Dr. Rush, Jeffrey, Ryan, Alex, Tony. Thank you so much. Those are the Patreon supporters and just fantastic human beings for financially supporting the podcast and helping run this thing, because it does actually cost money. If you're in a position to become a Patreon supporter, head on over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast. So big shout out to them. Very much. Thank you. And thank you for everyone who just sat through all that. I promise it will somehow get more refined, shorter, and easier to listen to. I'm not sure how, but I will get there at some point. So, yeah, I think I'm done for the night. Cause it's 32 minutes in, 30 minutes in. And I am already beginning to sweat, and it's kind of gross. These headphones are actually like holding sweat in, which is disgusting. And I can see on the camera that I'm getting shiny, which is not great. It's kind of gross. But before we go, please, I'm going to ask one huge favor going forward from now on. I'm going to ask for this, is that if you are listening to this podcast, whether you are watching it live or listening to it, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or both, wherever you listen to this. So if you are listening to the audio of this, you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much. And please leave a review. If you're watching the live feed, leave a review as well, please. It really does help. The almighty algorithm sees reviews as major interaction, major communication between creator and consumer. So please go do that for me, and I would be forever grateful. And that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for the half hour. I figured I would at least jump on for half an hour to say that I did. You know, I asked the question, and I thought there were some pretty great ones, and we got some good stuff out of this, got some good tips. So next week, we're going to do just the tip of the week, just the tip. We'll figure something out. As well as hopefully I'll be introducing my co-host very soon so that you guys can meet him. It's going to be great. Might see if I can get him on early. We'll see if we can get him on next week. Maybe see if we can make that happen. And then we'll sort everything out afterwards. So yeah. So please leave a review. That's very much appreciated. And, to hell with it. I'll read the reviews. I'll read them on the air. Good or bad. You leave a review, I'll read it. How about that, right? That's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much, everyone. Until next week. Cheers.